button in any Looney Tune tastes better than pickles and ice cream. It'll make you hip. It can make you hop. It could even make you sit down and cry. That's right. It's the one, the only WUVT 90.7 FM in Blacksburg, VA. Open your ears and your mind will follow.
Someone say, if I had his money, I could do things my way. But little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. Once I was winning in fortune and fame, everything that I dreamed for to get a start in life's game. Then suddenly it happened, I lost every dime. But I'm richer by far with a satisfied mind. Money can't buy back your youth when you're old, or a friend when you're lonely, or a love that's grown cold. The wealthiest person is a pauper at times, compared to the man with a satisfied mind. When life has ended and my time has run out, my friends and my loved ones will leave, there's no doubt. But there's one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind. How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I could do things my way. But little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind.
gotta stand back. Oh, just stand back, brother. Just stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, Moses by the water, and he watched that water run. Well, God took Moses, said, better get on back now, son. He said, lift up thy rod, and just stretch forth thy hand. And I'll be by the water, and you'll walk upon dry land. Well, Pharaoh quickly followed, and he saw his father him. Then the water fell on either hand, and swallowed all of them. Gotta stand back. Oh, just stand back, brother. Just stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Well, Mary came to Jesus, and the tears fell from her eyes. She said, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother would not have died. But when Jesus saw her weeping, he was troubled deep within. Then he looked at Mary and he said, show me where you laid him. They took him to the place, and he rolled that stone away. Then he called out to Lazarus, and he came forth from the grave. Gotta stand back. Oh, just stand back, brother. Just stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Well, he told all his disciples, he said, if I go away, then I'll come again someday.
I'll come again someday.
So be watching, man, keep praying, and just lift up your eyes.
Lift up your eyes.
All the clouds, and I'll ride one through the sky. You gotta stand back. Oh, just stand back, brother. Just stand back and see the salvation of the Lord.
Just stand back and see the salvation. Oh.
John Whitehead.
Anthony LaTour may not have been rapping the young MCs off to the principal's office I go, but that's exactly where he ended up when school officials found out he was writing violent rap lyrics. School officials considered the lyrics a true threat, but a federal court called it constitutionally protected speech. The point of law is our First Amendment. The right to freely express yourself is one of your first liberties.
For a free book about your first liberties, call toll-free 888-287-1787.
it's all gone wrong. Since you've been gone, give me five shots of whiskey, help kill misery and pain.
Good times. About underwriting programs at WUVT. Underwriting is the best way to show thousands of your customers that you support independent, student-run radio, and they'll appreciate you for it. Call us at 540-231-9880 or stop by our business office at 350 Squire Student Center to find out how you can get on the air with WUVT.
Thank you. 14 years ago, I crawled out of a garbage can.
Ray once was homeless, but finally his bipolar illness was diagnosed.
Well, my family was educated, and it's explained to them this is what's going on with Ray, and they realized it wasn't their fault, it wasn't my fault, that this, in fact, was an illness. That really served as a catalyst for my recovery.
Today, Ray manages a job, even while suffering occasional relapses.
I know recovery's possible. Nobody can tell me any different. I know this.
Learn all you can about a family member's illness from the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
Mm-hmm.